Now, when is the last time you looked at your credit card bill and wondered, why is it that you're still paying for this or that?
Subscription-based businesses have been around for a long time, but thanks to the internet, they've really ballooned in the last decade. Stanford economist Neil Mahoney says you can now sign up to buy everything from streaming television to razor blades, all by paying a monthly fee.
I get coffee beans delivered from my favorite roaster in North Carolina by subscription. That is typically convenient, but I go on vacation and I have coffee piling up on my doorstep.
And sometimes you don't even get that visual reminder that a subscription has overstayed its welcome. Last year, Mahoney signed up for NBC's Peacock streaming service so he could watch Premier League soccer on TV.
When I signed up last fall, I intended to cancel at the end of the season in May. But of course, when it came to the summer, I forgot to cancel and I realized, you know, I paid for 3 extra months.
Mahoney and his colleagues wanted to figure out how often people are paying for subscriptions they no longer really want. Magazines or food delivery, they would cancel if given the opportunity, rather than just letting the monthly payments pile up on their credit card. They scrolled through millions of anonymous credit card records and discovered a kind of natural experiment.
The aha moment for us was we realized that when your credit card expires, or, you know, if you lose your credit card and get a new one in the mail, you're going to get an email from all of the companies where you have a subscription that says, can you log in again and update your payment information?
And when that happens, when people have to make an active decision about whether to renew a subscription, they cancel 4 times as often as during other months. Sally Greenberg, who heads the National Consumers League, says that's why a lot of businesses don't ask. They just keep charging customers automatically, month after month.
I'm sure I'm paying for things I shouldn't be paying for, and it's a cash cow for companies.
Even when customers try to cancel, they sometimes run into roadblocks. Deb Shelby says when her home security system in Jericho, Vermont stopped working, it took 7 phone calls before the company finally stopped billing her. She's faced similar challenges canceling internet service and a satellite TV network.
Everything is all about profit, and they insist on making money on people who don't have the stamina to fight back. I actually have the stamina to fight back. It took me 6 months to get it done, but I think a lot of people just give up.
The Federal Trade Commission gets thousands of complaints like this every year. The commission, which polices unfair and deceptive business practices, is considering a new rule that would require companies to make it as easy for customers to get out of a monthly subscription as it is to sign up. Businesses would also have to send customers an annual reminder. Some trade groups are fighting the proposed rule, saying it could stifle innovation and limit customers' choice. Some subscriptions do offer discounts, and economist Mahoney acknowledges it might be inconvenient if you had to actively renew every month. Still, he argues a periodic reminder, maybe every 6 months, could help to cut unwanted payments in half.
There are some people who tend to be more financially organized. They may set reminders. And then there are some people, you know, who are busy, have other things going on in their life, and they're more prone to making mistakes.
Mahoney tries to be organized with his own finances, especially after doing this research. But now that a new soccer season's underway, he can't promise that he'll remember to cancel his streaming service once the last whistle has blown.
If anybody should know this is a problem, it should be me. But I think I understand myself. I will continue to overpay for things, but hopefully only overpay for a couple months and not for a couple years.
Mahoney notes a new cottage industry has sprung up to help people comb through their credit card bills and stop unwanted payments. The service is usually marketed as a monthly subscription.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.